Okay, drones, they're getting out and about. Real estate agents use them a lot. I know the EPA uses them. There are traffic drones. There are drones going to deliver pizza and heaven knows what else. But we've discovered what could be a little bit of a glitch here. We've been investigating a case of drones behaving in what could be a seedy fashion. And we got on to the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, CASA, that covers the area. Their reply, we cannot enforce privacy-related matters. Now, I'll talk to them later. Do you see drones around your area? Have you had problems with them? Because CASA cannot do anything about privacy matters. Karen brought it to our attention. She was with her kids down at Point Leo on the weekend. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so it's a hot day. You decide to take the kids for a swim, right?
Exactly, yeah.
How old are they?
6 and 7.
All right. Now, what happened?
So we're just sitting, the kids are paddling away in the water, we're sitting watching, and we hear a drone coming over. That obviously makes me, you know, brings the attention. I'm like, oh, what's happening? It's hovering along the foreshore a little bit. I'm keeping an eye on it. And then I see it going, hovering over two young girls, maybe 20, sort of sunbathing, just relaxing.
Yeah.
And they up and leave. So obviously they have
Did they leave because of the drone?
They didn't say that to me, but I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
And then the drone came in and hovered over my girls who were paddling in the water. I went down and I was just sort of shooing it away. Like, I couldn't do anything, but I just, like, get away from the girls.
6 and 7 years old. What were they wearing,
yeah,
Karen?
They were just in, we weren't ready for the beach, so they were just in their underwear.
Oh, yeah, with that age, that's not unusual.
Six and seven years old, getting
around in their underwear.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it went back up the cliff, and then I thought, well, that's cool, it's just gone. Then came back and just hovered over them again. So it was so intimidating. It just gut instincts. You just have to get out of there.
What sort of height was it, do you reckon?
I'm not good with measurements. Like maybe 2 houses high.
2 houses high. Well, we're talking about 8-10 metres. And how long did it sort of hover
look,
over?
Look, it was a few minutes, and then it was sort of coming back and up and back and forth from the cliff. So I'm sort of assuming that that's where it was based. The people were based. And even when we were just packing up to leave, it was just hovering over us and walking, like coming along the beach with us. It was just so intimidating. You felt like maybe they're going to follow you to the car, or I don't know.
And you waved your arms at it, didn't have any effect.
Yeah, like, get out of here. You know,
no, but that means they'd see it. They'd see it.
Exactly. What else do you do?
So
and I felt like I wanted to report it to someone, but I don't know. Like, I don't think it's illegal for them to be filming in a public space. So, but it certainly felt illegal to me. Like, they were very much in our space and ruining our afternoon. And what are they doing with that footage?
I don't know if it's illegal or not. We'll find out with you. CASA says they can't do anything about it. But,
no.
But you're right. You've got two little girls. Let's think if you were standing on the beach photographing them with a long lens, the police would be interested, wouldn't they?
Exactly. So there's a bit of a blurred line here, isn't there?
I think there is. Thank you for that. We'll get you some answer. Karen. Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. You're a 6 and 7 year old kid, not unusual, swimming in their underwear, and you got some drone hovering over the top of them, filming them. Of course you'd be edgy about it.